We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows
blank.
I have heard some vicious rumors about today's episode, but they're definitely not true. Rennie Rivas will be joining the show today to talk about her love of fish and aquariums. Before we get to that, though, hey, thanks for listening. Take a second to like and subscribe and follow this podcast. However you're listening, there's going to be a button that says like, follow, or subscribe. Push that button. Maybe a prize will come out. You don't know. I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy mess, and you can find me on my website, kristenkey.com. There you can find all my social media. Like, follow, subscribe to me. I also have Patreon, so you can support this and all my shows. And I'm also on Cameo, so if you want to give someone the gift of a musical shout-out or a personalized song, find me on Cameo. Now, my guest today is a hilarious comedian. She's also an actress and the host of the podcast Ring Ring with Rennie Rivas. Hey, computer lady, play that interview with Rennie Rivas.
Playing interview with Rennie Rivas.
Rennie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I mean,
in my bedroom, even.
I mean, my God.
Welcome.
Yes. So I know that you're an actress. You do voiceover. Okay, so tell me something. What are you super knowledgeable about, or like, what don't I know about you?
In addition to my podcast, the other pandemic side effect here was an obsession with freshwater fish and aquariums. I've always been into it, but with the newly acquired downtime, I was able to finally start up my own tanks and learn as much as I can and find out I was wrong about pretty much everything.
Oh my God. When you said you were wrong about so many things.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's what I'm curious. So did you have tanks before? And then you were like, oh my God, that's why all my fish keep dying. how did this happen?
Well, I think like a lot of first timers, or in my case, being a teenager, I wanted to have a hot appetizer plate. You know, I want a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I like this fish. This fish is cool. Let's put it all on in a container that's too small for it and have an abundance of variety. So a lot of people will go, I like this one, I like this one, put them all together, and they don't want to have a big tank, so it's too small, the species don't get along, and then you don't know anything about the nitrogen cycle, which is the biggest killer of fish for new fish keepers. Wow. Maintaining the water parameters and health of the aquarium is what really gets people in the beginning, and certainly me about 4 times.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I got to slow down just a little bit, because you got me at lots of variety of fish in a small tank. I'm like, yes, that's me.
Oh, sure.
It's like a buffet. I want everything there on the tiniest plate for some reason.
Yeah. A little bit of this.
Yeah. I want to taste it all. But then you lost me when you said nitrogen cycle, because it sounded very smart. And I was like, oh, I don't think I can have a fish. What is the nitrogen cycle?
I was lost as well. And that's the most common issue, is we think the fish is going to be really healthy if I keep it clean. If the water is really clean, I can maintain a healthy cycle, but you kind of always want it dirty. You kind of always want some bacteria, some algae, because it's all part of the ecosystem you're creating in a little glass box.
Oh my God. Okay. So my brother used to always say this is why he didn't wash his hands. He was like, like a fish tank. I'm like, I don't think this is correct at all. And brush his teeth and stuff. I'm like, you need to brush your teeth and wash your hands. How many fish do you have currently?
I currently have 4 tanks, and one of them is the hospital.
Okay.
It's Johns Hopkins Hospital.
John Hopkins. Mm-hmm. I see you there. Yeah.
Yeah. And my fish, Joe Pishy, has been living there for a bit.
Start writing these down. I don't want to miss a single thing. Is it Joe Fishy or Pishy?
It started with Joe Fishy, but then, you know, he's some kind of clown here to amuse me. And the P emerged. So he's Joe Pishy now.
That's what happens when you laugh too hard. The P emerges.
yes. Oh, yeah. Add a lot of ammonia to your tank if the P emerges. So be careful.
So Joe Pishy is in Johns Hopkins
Hospital. Yes.
This is what happens when you give a comedian a fish tank. You've really funnied up the waters there. All right. So tell me, okay, so you've got the hospital. Because I asked you how many fish you had, and you said how many tanks you have.
Because I don't know the answer, honestly.
all of us at like, or what now, like we're just counting. We're just like, how big are the tanks? How many can you fit in there? Like to can, like, so like rough guesstimate.
Yeah. Sorry. I jumped the gun on your question and just thought of where all the fish are instead of how many there are. Well, I have a couple different schools. So there's a school of 9 SBI Resbora and 5 green neon tetras in my 20-gallon tank.
Okay, okay. So it's 14 fish currently in a 20-gallon tank.
Yeah, good math.
Thank
but there's
you.
Also, you're welcome. There's also there's one shrimp left in there.
I like how you say there's one shrimp left.
Left, I know.
What happened to the other shrimp?
Everything I say, Kristen, is just an Ernest Hemingway 5-word lead-in story. Like, there is so much more going on with this. What do you mean the 5 left, the 1 left?
Well, did you know? Do you live alone? I mean, other than your 4 tanks of fish?
I'm never alone with my fish. Yeah, I'm alone.
Okay, okay.
Big surprise.
We had a small, my wife and I had a fish tank up until about 5-6 years ago. We finally,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we had trouble though, because I travel so much. And then we got attached to a few of them. Before me, she would never name the fish. She was like, I don't want to name them. I don't want to be attached to them. I'm like, I like to name things and I get super attached. We had Prince because he was purple. What else did we have? We had some, we had a couple of, they were snails. One was Earl and one was Earl. And because it looked just like Earl, but with a swirl. And then
a swirler.
Earl and Earl. And then, Dexter. Dexter, we had Dexter. He was part of a school, but he murdered all of his other fish.
I
That's
knew
why
it.
We named him Dexter, yeah.
I was going to say, does he have a cover job? Does he show up to work with donuts to try and blend in? I don't kill anyone.
We come home and there was just plastic all around the tank. We're like, oh God, Dexter, no, not again.
So his last season was so terrible. We should have known.
Oh God. Oh, but that Lithgow season. Good God.
That's what saved it.
And I interrupted you a million times. So I think we got through your hospital and you got 4 tanks. So yeah. I'm sorry. You had the other tank had 14 fish plus a shrimp.
And then I have another tank that just has 3 fish in it. It's really pretty. It's 1 guppy and 2 Endlers live bearers, which are related to guppies, but they're much smaller. And these are all really colorful. So 3 very colorful males.
It's like a bachelor pad.
Yeah, it is, but they're going to get rapey. So I have to curb the rapiness.
Just like a bachelor pad.
Yeah, it's a real frat house. So I have to be... I have to be careful for the hazing rituals. That's the first sign when the fish start hazing each other.
The tank starts smelling like Axe body spray. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Is it Phi Theta Gill? Sorry, I'm trying to think of a good frat pun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're forcing each other to take turns on the filter. It's really weird.
Oh.
I need to figure that out.
It's a weird tank, but it's blowing up on TikTok right now. So I just picture all the fish with like giant popped collars, like it's the 70s and pork chop sideburns. I don't know why they're all like Starsky and Hutch fish, but
they're going to have their own late night show, each and every one of them. My third tank is in my bathroom and it's a pond that is 1.5 gallons. It's a very small pond.
Okay, a pond.
And it has a lot of live plants. So there's floating plants on the top to kind of give you the lily pad idea. It was originally, I'm embarrassed to say this, but it was originally for Joe Pesci. But when he came, it was just painfully obvious he's too big for that.
Okay.
It made me feel bad, but he did live there for a while. Talking about aesthetics, I got him because he was solid white with a red spot on his head. So he looked like a koi fish.
Oh, and is he a betta fish?
Yes.
Okay.
I should have mentioned that. He's a betta and he used to look like a koi fish, but then he identified with becoming black and pink and I support his transition.
Absolutely.
He's now black and pink and I'm really proud of him. He must have been bred with marble genes. Some Betta splendens species have genes that let them change their colors. they decide to change their colors, and some can't and some can. Obviously, Joe, let me know in about 2 months he started changing colors. So
didn't want to be all white and black. He was ready to be, yeah, let the pink come out.
Yeah, he embraced his true self.
I mean, that's awesome. That's just, would you change colors if you could as a person to any color in the rainbow?
Maybe tanner, because this pale yellow doesn't work so much for me. I like a good tan, because when I'm pale, I'm yellow. I'm not
pink and blue.
Yeah.
Pink and blue. Yeah.
I think that's a nicer shade than pale jaundice yellow. That's what I get in
the
winter.
The grass is always greener in someone else's pale skin. Because I'm like, oh, no, yellow would be great. I could wear all kinds of different colors with yellow. I got pink and blue here. I can't wear anything.
The grass is always yellower somewhere else.
That's right.
I want that lawn. Really? Yes.
I'll take that lawn. Yeah, I was going to say I'd be blue, you know, like the Avatar people. But I'm like, oh, I am when it's cold out. So I've already tried out blue. I don't know what color I would be. But yeah. Whatever that color is that that Wonder Woman has, that Gal Gadot, ooh, whatever color she is, I'd like to be that.
Ooh, get that on the Pantone chip.
Yeah.
That. You can also do, what is it when you paint one wall a crazy color?
Oh, is it the accent wall?
This accent wall, yes. Yeah. I want an accent wall in Gal Gadot.
You go to like Sherwin-Williams, you're like, yes, do you have a Gal Gadot for like a semi-gloss? Okay, so we're up to three. We got three tanks down. What's in tank number four?
The goal is that it will eventually become an Indian pea puffer tank in which I would plant it and let it cycle for a long time and eventually get an Indian pea puffer, which is a little tiny puffer fish, freshwater.
Aww.
And it's a murder bean. It's a bean that kills.
I
can't wait.
Murder fish tank. So you're turning the hospital into murder blowfish.
Dexter's here.
That is incredible. So you've been into fish. You really got into it during the pandemic. I don't know. Has this been, you said from childhood, this is an interest of yours?
I've always loved aquariums. They've always called to me. I have a number of shirts with fish on them.
Nice.
Because I've always loved them. And realizing I was getting obsessed last year, I think it goes hand in hand with my love of eavesdropping. It's another kind of voyeurism with my eyes, because we're not supposed to see what's going on in the pond, in the stream.
That's true.
It's nature in a box that we're usually not privy to, but take that, nature.
Wow, that's a really good way to put kind of a creepy spin on aquarium hobbyists. It's just like, oh no, I'm just a sea voyeur. You know, like I think that is what makes aquariums fun, though. You're like, you don't even know I'm here. I mean, I'm sure you do. It's just like, oh, creepy's back. You know.
Yeah, it's a peeping Tom sea captain. Hey,
oh my God, that's incredible.
I see what I see in the sea.
Well, now I want an aquarium just like horny fish, you know, like, do
oh,
they
I've
make
got
those?
One. Alpha Beta, Alpha Gill, what's it? And then you can invite Dexter to my murder tank and it'll be the season finale. We'll see who wins.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Wow, so much is happening in your house, even though not much is happening in your house, but there's a whole secret world in that house.
I needed a couple ecosystems to feel less lonely.
Did it work?
It did. I needed another heartbeat in here.
Yeah.
Even if they're little tiny heartbeats and they just need food and care. It still helped a lot.
Oh, I think that's why, like, we have we've got each other. I've got a wife, so that's handy. She's not a pet, but we do feed each other. And, you know, there's some petting.
Molly gives you flakes once in a while. It's a treat.
But it is, like, you do have to have, like, especially with this time when we're not seeing each other, you have to have something, you know?
It was rough, yeah. It helped a lot.
I used to crochet stuffed animals on the road for children, but really, they were just like, it's something with eyes, you know? Because it's lonely. before we go any further, thank you for letting me be on your podcast. I got to listen to it the other day. What a fun podcast. I like that.
Oh, and thank you so much.
If you guys have not checked it out, please check out the Ring Ring Renny Rivas podcast. It's because it's just like an eavesdropped phone call. But my favorite part is at the very beginning when you drop the facts that you may need to know for this episode. And it's like, oh, that's great. I learned more about the cruise ship I was on than I knew being on the cruise ship.
It's usually not so technical, but yours was literally a news item. So I could actually look up news articles. That's not the same case for my open mic homies.
I wish, you know, it was. I wish every
we're
episode
talking about farts or something.
I love it. I love the amount of time spent on each detail, because I'm like, I kind of want you to do it every episode, because it was. I mean, I've listened to myself talk all the time. I'm like, oh, screw the interview. I loved that part about when you gave the facts. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I really did.
I appreciate you noting that.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the podcast. So thank you for talking to me today. And because you're here, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a couple games with you. And one of which is I'm going to ask you five quick questions about your area of knowledge today.
It's time for
five quick questions.
And there's so many facts about fish, you know, I could ask you anything. So I decided to go with fish diseases. I'm gonna tell you five fish diseases, and all you have to do is tell me, is this a real disease or a fake disease?
Okay. Dr. Rivas in the house. Okay.
That's right. Paging Dr. Rivas. We have a patient who's just come in. This is a real fish disease or a fake fish disease. Number one, ick.
Ick is a real fish disease, and the root word actually comes from the word for fish.
That is correct for so many reasons.
Watch me fail the rest. I'm in.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm always rooting against you. Okay, here we go. Suck it up, Renny. Okay.
Yes.
Number two, elongated catfish whisker, real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake because, you know, maybe the catfish just wanted longer whiskers. Is it really an affliction? I think it's an aesthetic choice. I think it looks good. I'm going to say no.
That's correct. That's totally great. Made up. Elongated catfish whiskers is just beautiful. I
it
love catfish with long whiskers. I do too. I like the Wolfhard Brimley fish. Number three, is this a real fish disease or a fake fish disease? Hole in the head.
It is real, and I would love to see a shotgun wound described as hole in the head, because what a funny official term for a terrible affliction. It is real.
That is correct. And that was surprising. That's why this whole trivia came about. I saw that and I was like, okay, we're going to go real or fake, because some of these are ridiculous.
It's so bad, and it really reminds me of Facebook fish groups, where people will post the most messed up fish and say, what's wrong with my fish? And its head is missing. Oh, I guess it has hole in the head. You mean like half your face was bitten off? Oh, that's another disease.
I would love to look into the aquarium on these fish keepers Facebook groups just to kind of watch. What are you guys talking about? All right, so far you are, what are you, 3 for 3? You are 3 for 3 right now.
Yes.
Number four, real fish disease or fake fish disease, swim bladder disease.
Swim bladder, it gets the best of us. It is real, and it is sad, because seeing a fish float is the most pathetic, vulnerable look. That is a bad look.
It is correct. That is a real disease. It causes an inability to balance in the water.
Sad.
I mean, for a fish, you can't balance in the water. You're only in the water, I mean, 100% of the time.
It's embarrassing. It's like seeing somebody you respect with their fly down. It's just, oh no, this is, oh, I'm so sorry. Just don't look at him.
All the other fish on the other side of the tank just watching. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I hope the fish in Johns Hopkins are like, is she just she just came on to make fun of us.
Oh.
All right, you're 4 for 4. Like, woo! I should have picked tougher questions.
I'm relieved.
I'm done rooting against you. I'm like, I think she's going to do it. She's going to take it all the way. Number five, real fish disease or fake fish disease, aquaphobia.
I'm going to say it's not real.
It's not real. It's a fear of water. Yeah, I just... I didn't know if it'd be a, I thought I would get you at swim bladder disease. I really did. Cause I was like, who's ever heard of swim bladder disease? That sounds like something I would have. Cause I have, I have to pee a lot. So I get swim bladder sometimes, literally like the minute my feet touch water, oh, I have swim bladder, you know?
Maybe you don't need floaties. You know, like little floaties. I got my swim bladder to take care of this.
It should. I wish it would float. But you are 5 for 5. You nailed 5 quick questions.
I'm so happy.
This is my favorite part of every show. It's where I ask you to play a rad lib with me.
Oh, I didn't know I was in for a rad lib. I'm so excited.
And now it's time for rad libs. Here's what happened. I wrote a story and I left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
Yes.
Okay. I need a number.
1.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
We're off to a great start. I need a plural noun.
Grape nuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A liquid.
Swim bladder fluid.
Swim bladder fluid. I need a question.
Where should I put this banana?
Yes. And your tank of fraternity fish just laughed really hard. Where you put this banana?
If you listen really carefully, they said that's what she said. But
I need a color.
Gal Gadot, Pantone.
Gal
Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Yeah. Gal Gadot. It fits so well there. You wouldn't think it would, but it did.
Oh, man.
An adjective.
Flaky.
Flaky. Yes. 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 Yeah. No!
Yes.
No!
A
word that describes a stripper.
Oh, a word that describes a stripper?
I've never given this clue before. I just wanted to see what would happen. A word that describes a stripper.
I'm going through all the real ones, like disrespected, undervalued.
Any of these.
I know.
Any of these will work just fine. Okay. Yeah, any of them. Because there's no wrong answer to Mad Love. It just changes the story. So any of those would be fine. Kind of like disrespected. It was the first thing you said. I'm going to have to take, I'm going to take that as your answer.
I accept it. I'll allow it.
I don't make the rules. I totally make the rules. an occupation.
Some bootleg pinata maker.
Yes.
Like a SpongeBob with no mouth. Stuff like that.
Excellent. The ones a kid wants to hit. Oh, that's not even SpongeBob.
No. I hate you, SpangBab.
A verb ending in ing.
Decaying.
Excellent. Excellent. Beautiful word. Animals, plural.
Joe Pishies.
A plural noun.
Frat boys.
A living thing.
What's like alive? God.
I'm like, it's like a noun, so it could be anything, but it just has to be alive. It could be a person, plant, animal.
Oh, let's go with shrimp.
Shrimp. Yes, shrimp. A recipe amount.
A quarter cup.
Yes. Excellent. A food. Any food.
Clams Casino.
Clams Casino. What is this food?
Some kind of clams preparation. I think it's spicy.
There's clams. A dish called Clams Casino?
I think so.
I gotta look. Hang on. We're stopping everything.
Hold on. I respect this.
I want to see what a Clams Casino looks like. That sounds like a euphemism. Easy Ultimate Clams Casino recipe. White wine, bacon, breadcrumbs, panko breadcrumbs, a lot of breadcrumbs. Wow. Butter.
Nice. You can just put them on the roulette wheel. Just a clam on every...
A nickname.
A nickname.
Which also could be Clams Casino. I think that would be a Vegas stripper nickname. Well, here comes Clams Casino over here. Thinking she's la-ti-da.
An unfortunate nickname. I'm like, the sea captain.
The sea captain. Yeah. A sport.
Badminton.
A celebrity.
Joe Pesci.
Why did you name Joe Pesci the fish after Joe Pesci the actor? What was the initial?
To be honest, I just wanted to call a fish Joe Fishy.
Joe Fishy.
And then I realized it sounds like Joe Pesci is an aggressive little guy, you know?
An illness.
Vagina dentata.
Vagina dentata.
Oh, you know what? This is a Google best left for an Ari Aster fan. a very disturbing belief that's not real. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was a Google right there.
Oh
God, Wikipedia. I didn't image search it, thank God.
Good. Safe
search. Oh God, yeah. Google that on your own, viewers and listeners. Vagina dentata.
Yeah.
No bueno, people. I just guess it's Latin and it just means toothed vagina.
That's, yeah.
Oh my God. So I like the multiple answers during your rad lib today have had to get Google involved. This is very rare. This is very unique and I'm enjoying it very much. A disaster.
The Titanic.
Titanic.
It's your favorite one.
It is. It is my all-time favorite disaster. I also love, just to go back to your podcast again, I love that you mentioned the fire on the Titanic and did the research on it and put it in the facts. It's a fact.
I learned.
Ship was on fire.
You done learned me.
Yeah, see, we both learned something on each other's podcast. That's what these are
That's
for.
That's casino recipe.
We learned the recipe for clams casino. And vagina dentata. An animal.
Parakeet.
A phrase.
That's what she said.
Oh. Perfect. Perfect. We have a story.
Yay!
We have a phenomenal story. This is great. It's just called Tanks, and you're welcome. I love my new fish tank. It's a 10-gallon tank that can hold up to 1 grape nuts. So I filled it with swim bladder fluid, and it is beautiful. I wasn't sure what kind of fish I wanted, so I Googled, where should I put this banana? And that really helped. The fish store by my house had every fish you could think of. Gal Gadot fish, flaky fish, and the disrespected trout. Side note, next time I'm at a restaurant, I can't decide if I'm going to order the clams casino or the disrespected trout. I ask which fish would be easiest to care for. As a bootleg pinata maker, I'm always decaying. So I don't have time for high maintenance fish. So I got some goldfish and a couple of Joe Pishies to throw in the tank.
Yay.
Also, as a decoration, I got some frat boys and a little shrimp to sit at the bottoms on the rock. It is beautiful. I feed them all a 1/4 cup of clams casino, and it's so cute to watch them nibble on it all day. I've gotten attached to them. One is little and gold, so I named her the Sea Captain. The big one looks a lot like that famous badminton player, so I named him Joe Pesci. I've had to replace them a few times. One got sick with fish vagina dentata. One of them died because of the Titanic. I guess it fell on them. Several of them were eaten by my pet parakeet.
Yeah.
The first true thing in this story sounds about right.
Mmm.
But the joys outweigh the sorrow. As the famous Jacques Cousteau said, that's what she said.
Excellent. The parakeet might choke on that fish vagina dentata, you know, teeth in the throat. So.
It's a battle I don't want to watch. I'll be at my clams casino somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, Renny Rivas, please tell my listeners and my viewers where they can find you and what you have coming up.
Sure. There are 2 seasons of my podcast in which I'm on hiatus from because cranking out the podcast is hard on the elbow. I need a minute.
You can take a break from these goddamn things?
It was medicinal. I needed a break. But there's 2 seasons on all major streaming platforms. Ring Ring with Renny Rivas.
Thank you so much for coming on today. And I've really enjoyed getting to learn more about your hobby. My mind is blown at the things I've learned today. And I need to get the vagina dentata off my computer now. Go back to Clams Casino.
Molly's going to bring in your flakes and, you know, have questions.
What have you been Googling? I'm working!
This is my job.
This is what I do!
Interview complete. Taking Renny Rivas for a swim in the piranha tank.
No! No, computer lady! That is not how we say goodbye to guests. Ugh! Sorry about that, Rennie Rivas. But thank you so much for coming on the show. And those of you who watched and listened, thank you so much for listening and watching. You guys are fantastic. If you liked it, take a second to please click that button that says like, subscribe, or follow. It lets me know someone likes the show. Find me online at kristenkey.com. Follow all my social media. I've got videos out every week. I've got a Patreon so you can support this and all of my shows. I'm also on Cameo. So use me to say hello to somebody, or I'll just say hi to you, or however you want to do it. Every week, I'll be bringing you another hilarious comedian. We'll chit-chat about something they know a lot about, play 5 quick questions, do a rad lib, and then we all go home happy. So until next time, bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.